The top story today, Chris Dawson, the former husband of missing Sydney woman Lynette Dawson, has been arrested on the Gold Coast. The ABC understands the former Newtown Jets rugby league player will be extradited to New South Wales, where he's expected to be charged with murder. Lynette Dawson disappeared from Sydney's northern beaches 36 years ago. The government's latest power compromise has failed to overcome industry concerns. The coalition has been forced to water down its big stick energy policy, under which companies would be forced to sell off some of their assets if prices didn't come down. Legislation is expected to be introduced today, cracking down on companies that overcharge customers or manipulate the market. For the first time, the British government has been found in contempt of Parliament. Opposition parties supported a contempt motion after the government refused to release its full legal advice on Brexit. It comes as the British Parliament begins 5 days of debate ahead of a final vote on Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit bill on Tuesday. And the Australian share market has opened sharply lower, down by about 2% after stocks on Wall Street plunged overnight. The benchmark S&P 500 wiped off more than $820 billion in value during the session. Analysts say investors were spooked by movements in US bond yields, which are seen as a red flag for a potential economic slowdown or even recession.